we go.
Nice.
So good afternoon, church.
So.
How many of you are fans of the Olympics out here?
有没有人喜欢看奥运会的?
Anybody going to watch the Olympic Games? Who do you think will win the most medals in the Olympics?
你们猜谁会赢得最多的奖牌?
They say America or China?
美国还是中国?
I love the Olympics. I love many sports in the Olympics.
我喜欢奥运会里面很多项目。
One of the great things about the Olympics is that there are heroes that come out, men and women that become great heroes.
看奥运会有一个很好的地方，就是可以看到很多英雄人物，男英雄、女英雄。
And there are the ones you expect to be heroes, the great athletes, the famous ones.
有一些人是你觉得本来就该是英雄的，非常有名的运动员。
But sometimes there are the unexpected heroes as well.
但是有时候有一些人你根本想不到会是那种英雄。
Yesterday, I saw a young college girl from America.
昨天她看到一个美国的大学女生。
Win the gold medal in rifle shooting.
她在射击比赛中得了冠军。
She was not favored to win any medals.
没有人认为她会赢得任何的奖牌。
No one knew who she was.
大家都不知道她是谁。
She just came out of nowhere and won the gold medal.
她突然就冒出来，而且得了第一。
And I watched her on television. She had the most infectious personality, such a bubbly, joyful person.
看电视的时候发现她的个性非常好，特别讨人喜欢。
It showed me that even in the Olympics, as in life, there are heroes you expect to be heroes and sometimes unexpected heroes.
就提醒了我，就像在奥运会一样，在日常生活中，有的人也会出其不意成为一个英雄。
Just as we're inspired by those athletes, God has placed many stories of men and women of faith in His Word for us to be inspired in as well.
就像今天你会被奥运会的英雄所鼓舞。 神也在圣经中准备了很多人物来鼓舞我们。
I want to look with you today at another unlikely hero from the Bible, though. His name was Elijah.
我们今天要讲的就是圣经里面一个不太像英雄的英雄人物，他叫以利亚。
The Bible describes him as kind of a wild-looking mountain man with a big beard and kind of a crazed look in his eyes.
圣经里面描述这个人是从山里来的。 长得非常的其貌不扬，而且有个大胡子。
But he did such amazing things for God and with God as he learned to trust God to provide for all of his needs.
但是这个人，他通过学习如何与神同行，他跟神一起做了很多非常惊人的事情。
If you've been a Christian very long, you hear over and over, just trust God and he will provide for you.
如果你做基督徒做了很久，你会听到很多人告诉你说，不要着急，要信靠神，他会供应。But
what will he provide? In what area of life are we supposed to trust him?
但是神会供应什么呢？我们在什么领域要去信靠他的供应呢？
And what is our role? And what is God's role as we're seeking for him to provide for our needs?
在这个过程中，我们要做什么？神要做什么？
How do we know when we have done what God wanted to do, and how do we know when we haven't done the things God wants us to do?
我们怎么知道我们有没有做神要我们做的那一部分？
Hopefully we'll see some clarity about that as we look at Elijah's life this afternoon.
所以今天下午我们在看以利亚的故事的时候，我们要学习看看有没有答案。
He lived around 850 years before Jesus came.
以利亚是在耶稣降生之前850年的时候在世上。
And he ministered in a time in the nation of Israel when things were very bad.
他在生活的时候，以色列的状况非常糟糕。
As God took his people and he led them into the promised land and they settled there,
神把他的民从埃及招出来，带领他们进入应许之地，他们在那里面住下。
They began to look all around and see all the other countries around them that had kings ruling their country, and they cried out to God, God, give us a king.
以色列民举目四望，发现旁边的国家都有一个国王，所以他们就跟神说，给我们一个王。
God finally gave in to their request. He gave them King Saul, who was a good king, and then became a bad king.
所以神对他们做出让步，给他们一个国王叫扫罗，一开始还不错，但是后来变坏了。
After Saul came King David, started as a young shepherd boy, killed the giant Goliath, and then became the greatest king that Israel ever had.
扫罗之后又兴起了大卫，大卫一开始是放羊的一个小孩，他打死了哥利亚，最后成了一个非常伟大的国王。
David had a son named Solomon. He became the next king, and he also was a very wise king and a very effective king.
大卫的儿子，what's his name?
Wise, effective, Solomon.
Solomon.
Yeah,
yeah. 他非常的有智慧，而且他也是非常会治理国家的一个王。
But after Solomon's reign, things began to go downhill in Israel very quickly. The nation began to follow after false gods, and they began to forget about and disobey the one true God.
以色列民开始拜假神，离弃了真神。
The kingdom of Israel was split in two. There was a southern kingdom and a northern kingdom.
所以当时就以色列国分裂成两部分，南国和北国。
The south was called Judah, and the north was just called Israel.
南国称为犹大，北国称为以色列。
In the north, they had 19 different kings.
在北国，他们有十九个王。
And every one of those 19 kings in a row were horrible kings for the nation of Israel.
这十九个王从始至终都是非常糟糕的。
Every one of them dishonored God and led the people to false gods.
没有一个人敬拜耶和华，他们拜的都是假神。
But there was one king who lived around the time of Elijah, and his name was Ahab.
在以利亚的时代，国王名叫亚哈。
And Ahab is listed in the scriptures as the worst king that Israel ever had.
在圣经中记载，亚哈是以色列曾经有过最糟糕的一个王。
See if the scripture came up here. You don't have that. So 1 Kings 16, 30 and 31.
列王记上十六章三十到三十一节。
The whole story of Elijah is in 1 Kings, and if you'd like to follow along there, you could do that with the Bible.
以利亚的故事都在列王记上。
1 Kings 16:30. We read, and Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him, and as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, he took for his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went and served Baal and worshipped him.
安利的儿子亚哈行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚，犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶喜别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
Imagine being called the most evil king in the whole history of Israel.
你们想象一下，这个人他被称作整个以色列里面最邪恶的一个王。
And what made Ahab really extra bad was his wife.
为什么他这么糟呢？因为他有个非常特别坏的老婆。
Jezebel was a stronger person and leader than Ahab was, and she brought great evil into that position.
耶喜别比亚哈要强悍，他把很多的罪恶带到以色列。
And so into the midst of this bad situation in Israel, God calls a man named Elijah, a simple person, but who would become a hero of the faith.
就在这样一个糟糕的境况里面，神兴起了以利亚，这个看似不起眼的人。
And Elijah goes and he meets with Ahab under God's direction.
在神的指导下，以利亚去见亚哈王。
And we read his story in 1 Kings 17.
我们在十七章里面读到以利亚的故事。
Can I just kind of read this through? I mean, it's a long narrative. Do you think we can do it without translating? Yeah, okay. So Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, "Depart from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan." So what God is calling Elijah to do here, Elijah goes to Ahab and confronts him with the sin that he's been doing.
神这里让以利亚直接去见亚哈，当着他的面指出他所犯的罪。
And he says, God is going to bring a drought upon the nation of Israel until you stop worshiping idols and false gods.
神告诉他说，耶和华将使以色列全地不降雨，直到这个王他停止敬拜假神。
Then God wants to protect Elijah, his servant, and so he sends him away.
同时耶和华要保护以利亚，所以就让以利亚跑到别的地方去。
And this is where things get even more interesting, because we see God choosing to provide for the needs of Elijah in some very unusual ways.
这个时候事情就很有趣，因为神通过意想不到的方式给以利亚供应。
Picking up in verse 4, it says, "You shall drink from the brook that I and I also have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cherith that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook. And after a while, the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land. Can you imagine God telling you, "I'm going to provide for all of your food. Go out and sit by this stream out there."
你想象一下，如果神对你说，我要供应你所有的吃喝，你就坐到那个小溪旁边等着。
And God uses a natural means, an actual stream that was already there, to keep Elijah's thirst.
神用了一个自然界中的一个事物，就是一条小溪，里面有水，来供应他，让他不渴。
And so we learn sometimes God will meet our needs in natural ways.
所以我们知道有的时候神会通过自然的方式来满足我们的需要。
A natural way is someone has a job, they make money, they take their money, they go to the store, they buy food and bring it home and eat it.
比如说神给你一个工作，你有了工作就有了收入，有了收入就可以去商店买东西，买吃的。
But other times God provides for our needs in supernatural ways.
但是有的时候神也通过超自然的方式来供应我们。
When the Israelites were wandering in the desert for 40 years, God rained down little pieces of bread called manna every morning to feed them.
当以色列人在旷野里面待了40年的时候，神从天上降下一种食物叫玛纳来供应他们。
He provided thousands of quail, these birds that they would go eat every day.
而且给他们供应成千上万的鹌鹑，让他们有肉吃。
One time Jesus, when he was teaching a very large group of thousands, took one little boy's lunch of a couple fish and loaves of bread and fed the entire crowd as that food just kept multiplying.
当耶稣在给几千人讲道的时候，他也是通过五个饼和两条鱼来供应所有人的饮食。
And here for Elijah, he says, "I'm going to provide your breakfast and your dinner every night through some large black birds, some ravens that are going to come bring you your food."
这时候神告诉以利亚说，我将给你提供早饭、午饭和晚饭，是通过一只大黑鸟，就是一只乌鸦来给你带来的。
Could you imagine being Elijah?
你想象一下，如果你是以利亚，会怎么想？
And you wake up the next day and you're out here by this stream and you're hungry.
你第二天醒来肚子很饿，你在溪小溪边等着。
You're thinking, okay, God, I'm trusting you on this one. It's already 8 o'clock. I don't see any ravens here yet.
你会说，神啊，我相信你给我有早饭供应。现在已经八点了，我还没看到乌鸦。
Come on, God, bring on the birds.
来呀，赶紧给我带一只乌鸦过来。
And all of a sudden, here comes a bird, and he brings you breakfast.
然后，哎，一只鸟就飞过来，把早饭叼过来给你。
And then that night comes around and he brings you dinner.
晚上的时候，这只鸟又给你带来晚饭。
And you wake up the next day and you wonder, can I keep trusting God to do the same thing to provide for my needs?
然后你第二天醒来会想，哎，今天神还会不会像以前那样供应给我食物呢？
We think this is an amazing story of someone who had incredible trust and God did supernatural things to feed him.
这个故事实际上非常的精彩，因为这个人他必须有很大的信心，才能用这种方式相信神的供应。
But is it any less of a miracle that you woke up today that God actually gave you another day to live life on this earth?
但是你觉得你每天早上能够醒来，不也是一个神迹吗？
Is it any less of a miracle that the earth is still rotating exactly the right distance in its orbit from the sun, so we haven't been burned up?
你们想想，地球以这种非常安全的角度和距离绕着太阳来运行，一点不多，一点不少，不也是一个神迹吗？要不然我们就被烤死了。
Is it any less provision that God gives you education and gifts and wisdom and experience and opportunities, and you go get a job and bring home money and provide for the needs of your family through those means?
神给你的供应，他给你的智慧，给你所受教育，他给你那些机会，使得你能找到工作，能够使自己有饭吃，有衣服穿，这不也是神的供应吗？
What I have learned oftentimes is that God meets our physical needs through natural means and sometimes through supernatural means.
我学到功课就是，神有时候通过自然的方式供应我们，有时候通过超自然的方式供应我们。
Because we have other needs than just food physically, don't we?
因为我们除了吃喝还有别的物质上的需要。
We need health. Sometimes we turn to doctors. Sometimes we pray for God to bring healing.
我们需要健康，有的时候去找医生看病，有的时候向神祈求医治。
We need to have employment. And so we go and post a resume or we look for a job, but we also pray that God would open a door.
我们需要找工作，所以我们一方面把自己的简历写好送出去，另一方面也向神祷告，求神供应我们工作。
Our churches rely on finances to help fund the ministry of the church, and so they encourage the people in the church to give sacrificially to that ministry.
我们教会的运行需要许多资金，所以我们就鼓励会众捐款来维持我们的事工的运作。
But we also pray and trust that God is going to move in people's hearts and that he will provide for the needs of his church.
但是我们同时也祈求神能够在人心里动工，通过这些人神亲自供应我们。
God truly meets our needs in both ways.
神通过两方面来满足我们的需要。
And here Elijah was learning to trust him to meet his basic needs.
在这里面，以利亚也学着信靠神，相信神会供应。
Besides the physical needs, we also have spiritual needs.
除了物质上的需要，我们还有灵命上的需要。
The second story in Elijah's life that is an amazing story is found in the book of 1 Kings 18.
以利亚生活中第二个神供应的故事是在列王记上十八章。
But it's important for us, before we get to that story, to also recognize that God wants us to appreciate the giver more than just the gift of what we're receiving.
我们讲那个故事之前，我们要知道神他希望我们更加去感恩那个给我们供应的人，而不是只是感恩那个礼物本身。
I think my battery may be dying here. Don't know who's in the sound booth back there.
可能没电了。
Okay. We'll try it. So when you get a gift, it's okay now. All right. It's on a red light, anyways. When you get a gift, do you think about the present you get or the person who's giving it to you?
当你收到一件礼物的时候，你想的更多的是这个礼物本身呢，还是送你礼物的那个人？
Check test. Here we go. Good. Okay. I'm going to turn that guy off. Thank you. All right. I think many of us are a lot like the atheist who went hiking in the woods and encountered a bear along the trail.
我们很多人就像一个无神论者出去，爬山的时候遇到一只熊。
He was just minding his own business, and all of a sudden, a large grizzly bear.Came out of the forest and began chasing this man down the trail.
他正走着走着，突然冒出一只大黑熊，追着他跑。
As the bear was getting closer and closer, the man was running. He could feel the heat from the bear's mouth. He could hear him growling. He knew he probably only had a few seconds left to live before this bear devoured him.
这个人跑的时候，感觉那个熊越来越近。他甚至能感到那个熊呼吸出来的热气，他就想，哎呀，马上自己就死了。
And the man in desperation called out to the heavens.
所以这个无神论者在情急之中，他就向天祷告。
He said, God, I know that I've never believed in you all my life.
他说，神啊，我知道我一辈子都没信过你。
But I'm hoping that you're there now.
但是我现在真的希望你在那儿。
He said,Since I have not believed in you, it's probably too much for me to ask you to save my life.
因为我没信过你，现在求你救我的命，是不是太过分了？
But at least would you please make this bear become a Christian?
但是求你把这只熊变成一个基督徒好吗？
And so God answers his prayer from heaven.
所以神从天上应了他的祷告，说。
And all of a sudden, the bear stops in the path.
突然，这个熊就停下来了。
Goes down on his knees.
跪下来了。
Folds his paws.
把他的爪子握在一起。
Bows his head.
低下头。
And said, "Heavenly Father, thank you for this meal, which I am about to receive."
然后说，我们在天上的父，感谢你赐给我这顿饭。
In Jesus' name, amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
That bear was more concerned about the gift than the giver.
这个熊很明显，他感恩这个礼物，而不是感恩送礼的人。
When you thank God for your food, when you thank God for a person He's brought in your life, when you thank God for a job He's given you, are you more focused on what He's done?Or are you thinking about the God who has given the gift?
当你感恩祷告，感谢神赐给你的饮食，感谢神赐给你生命中的人，还有感谢神赐给你生命中美好的事情的时候，你有没有想这些事情多一点，还是想背后送你礼物的这个人多一些？
When God provides, He wants us to trust Him in all things, all the time.
当神供应的时候，他希望我们在所有的事情上都信靠他。
He wants us to worship Him and thank Him in times of plenty and in times of little.
他希望我们不论境况如何，在贫穷还是富足的时候，都去敬拜他。
He wants us to thank Him at all times.
他希望我们在任何时候都对他存有感恩的心。
And He wants us to learn to be content.Wherever we are, because we have God, no matter what else is going on around us in our life.
他也希望我们学习 不论生活中发生什么事情，都对他有这种知足的心。
So the second chapter of Elijah's life that is a very well-known and famous one is him meeting God meeting his spiritual needs.
以利亚这个第二个故事是非常有名的故事，在这个故事里面，神满足了他灵命上的需要。
After a time of famine and drought, God calls Elijah to go to King Ahab again.
饥荒和干旱之后，神召以利亚去见亚哈。
And he proposes a contest, if you will.
他以利亚就向亚哈建议来一个比赛。
A sort of Olympic competition between the gods.
有点像神之间的奥林匹克。
He said, "All of you people in Israel are worshiping Baal. Baal was a false god that many of the pagan tribes near the Israelites worshipped."
他说，以色列的好多人都拜巴利，巴利是不信神的人所拜的一个假神。
Baal worship not only dishonored God, but it was an evil practice. It involved human sacrifice and all kinds of horrible practices within that type of worship.
人们在拜巴利的时候不仅仅是拜一个假神，他们拜巴利的时候所行的很多的仪式都是非常邪恶的，比如用活人来献祭等等。
And God is telling Elijah to go to Ahab and say, "Enough is enough. I want to the people of Israel to know that I am God and only I am God."
神派以利亚对他们说，够了，现在你们应该知道我是真神。
So they go and have this contest up on a large mountain called Mount Carmel.
所以他们就来到一座山上，这个山名字叫加密山。
The followers of Baal, about 850 prophets of Baal, assemble on the mountain there in front of all the people.
在加密山上有拜巴利的850个先知聚集在那儿。
They take a large cow and kill it and put it on an altar made of wood.
他们把一只牛杀死，放在祭坛上。
They call on the name of their God on Baal all day long for him to come and light the fire of that altar supernaturally.
他们一整天时间都向巴利呼喊，希望巴利来降火把那个牛烧着。
The scripture tells us they dance around and they shout. They even get into such a frenzy they start cutting themselves and they're bleeding all over the place.
经文说他们在那里面围着祭坛跳舞，并且变得非常的疯狂，甚至他们用自残的方式以图唤起巴利的注意。
There's a lot of sincerity and a lot of passion, but no one answers because there is no such God as Baal.
虽然他们拜得很专注很用力，但是巴利没有反应。
It reminds me today of how much passion and commitment some people bring to their religion, but if they're not worshiping the true God, they can call out to the name of their God all day long, and no one will answer because no one's home.
就像今天有很多人，他们拜的假神，他们对这些假神也非常有热情，但是不论你有多少的热情，你拜的不是真神，你所求的都没有应允。
After all of this activity, Elijah brings a bull to sacrifice to the Lord, the true God.
他们折腾了一天以后，以利亚他也为自己的神带来一头牛，放在祭坛上。
And to make sure that everyone knows that God is going to be the one who acts, he has water poured on the wood three different times, just soaks the wood with water.
以利亚为了让大家知道他我们所信的神真的是超自然的神，他就在他的祭坛上面泼水，一共泼了三次，把木头全都浸湿了。
He calls on the name of the Lord, and the Lord answers him and brings fire from heaven, lights the sacrifice.
以利亚求告耶和华的名，耶和华就应允，降下火来，把那个祭坛烧着。
And all the people of Israel who see this immediately respond, "The Lord, He is God." He is God.
所有目睹了这一切的以色列民看见，就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
God is revealed people are turning to God. Great things are happening. Spiritual needs are being met because Elijah trusted God.
因为以利亚信靠神，所以神他就把自己显现给以色列民看，让他们心回转。
You have spiritual needs that God wants to meet today as well.
你们自己每个人都有需要满足的灵命的需要。
Some of you are on a journey. You're investigating God. You're seeking who He really is. Who is this Jesus?
很多人都正在一个信仰的旅程当中，你们试图去发现耶稣到底是谁，神到底是怎么回事。
And God wants you to seek Him. He wants you to ask questions. He wants to bring you to bring your doubts to Him. He even tells us, "When you seek me with all your heart, and you will surely find me."
神很愿意我们寻求他，甚至当你有疑问的时候，神也愿意你把疑问带到他的面前，他会亲自给你解答。神说，你们寻求我，就必寻见。
And we look at a third episode in Elijah's life because not only did God meet his physical needs and his spiritual needs, but he also met his emotional needs.
我们再看看以利亚生活中的第三个故事。这个故事表明，神不仅仅是在物质上供应以利亚，在灵命上供应以利亚，在他的情感上也对他供应。
After this amazing experience on the mountain, when God has sent fire to consume this sacrifice. You would think Elijah would be on top of the world.
当以利亚经历了这么多这么大的事情以后，神降下火来的时候，你会觉得以利亚感觉非常好，就好像他是在天上一样。
It's like he just won the spiritual gold medal.
就好比他刚刚赢得了灵命上的奥运会金牌。
You think he would be so full of courage and confidence and faith of what God had done to provide?
你觉得他会非常有信心，对神非常的有信心吗？
That nothing could shake him again.
没有什么东西可以再动摇他对神的信心。
But Elijah is a mere man like you and I. He's a human being.
但是以利亚就像你我一样，只不过是一个人。
He has emotions, he has fears, he has uncertainties.
他有情感，他有恐惧，他对未知的事情也不知道怎么办好。
We see what happens to him in 1 Kings 19.
我们看看列王记上十九章发生了什么事情。
So Ahab in verse 1 told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah.Saying, so may the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. Then he was afraid, this is Elijah, and he rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servant there. Here Elijah is overcome with fear.
这个时候以利亚被他的恐惧所吓倒了。
Jezebel, the evil queen, is not going to take this lying down. She puts basically a contract out on Elijah's life and said, "You will be dead very shortly because of what you've done."
因为邪恶的王后耶洗别公开向以利亚表明，他要把他杀掉。
And rather than looking at God and having strong faith and continue to believe in God.Elijah takes his eyes off of God, looks at the problem, and he flees in fear.
以利亚这个时候看到的只是他的问题，他没有转眼仰望神，所以他就跑了。
The account continues, verse 4, but Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came and sat down under a broom tree, and he asked that he might die.Saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." God knows our fears. He knows even our desperate moments when perhaps life is so difficult that we feel like we can't go on.
以利亚跑到一棵树底下，就跟神说，他就是说自己还不如死了算了。但是神他知道我们每个人的软弱，他知道我们的沮丧。
God comes at that moment through the form of an angel. It says an angel came and touched Elijah while he was sleeping.
那个时候神他通过一个天使亲自来安慰以利亚，这个天使拍他说起来吃饭。
The angel, and angels are messengers from God, tells him, take and eat. God is taking you on a journey to the mountain of God.
那个天使把以利亚叫醒，让他起来吃饭。
Elijah obeys him, finds himself at this mountain, and is waiting to listen for what God would say to him at this point.
以利亚听了天使的话，他就来到何烈山，等着跟神交流。
Scripture tells us that God sent a great wind by the mountain, but he was not, his voice was not in the wind.
圣经上面说，神让一阵大风刮了过来，但是神不在风中。
And then God sent an earthquake that shook the mountain, but God's voice was not in the earthquake.
然后地震以后有火，耶和华也不在其中。
And then a fire swept the mountain, but God's voice was still not in the fire.
然后地震完了有火，耶和华也不在火中。
And after that was just the sound of a low whisper.
这一切以后传来了一个微小的声音。
And that still small voice, God spoke to Elijah.
神用那么微小的声音来向以利亚讲话。
He encouraged him.
神鼓励以利亚。
He told him that he was not the only faithful God follower left.
神告诉他说，世界上并不是只剩下他一个信神的人。
He gave him a little picture of the future of what would happen.
而且告诉以利亚未来将要发生什么事情。
God let Elijah know that he still loved him and would still be there to provide for him, even in the midst of this giant challenge he was facing.
神让以利亚知道，即使他现在面临这么巨大的困难，神也会带领他，帮助他。
He even goes on to tell him he's going to provide a special friend for him, another prophet who would come and take his place in his ministry named Elisha.
神甚至告诉他说，会给他一个同伴，来跟他一起做先知的工作，那个人叫以利沙。
God wants to do the same thing for you and for me.When we have emotional fears and needs ourselves,
当我们在感情上有恐惧、有惧怕的时候，神也会对我们进行相同的供应。
He may come in a still small voice to you. He may come in a different form. Maybe he'll speak through a sermon or through a friend.
神可能会用微小的声音对你讲话，也许用别的方式，比如通过一个布道，或者通过你的朋友的口告诉你。
But God will continue to show you that He is with you. He has not forgotten you. He still loves you.
但是神会不断地告诉你说，他没有离弃你，他一直跟你在一起，一直在帮助你，供应你。
It's the truth that the Apostle Paul so eloquently wrote about when he said in Philippians 4:19.
那就是使徒保罗在腓立比书四章十九节写到的。
And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
What do we learn from Elijah about God providing for us?
我们从以利亚身上能学到什么呢？关于神的供应。
Simply put, we learn that God wants all his people.
简而言之，我们知道神希望他所有的民
to trust him,
来相信信靠他。
Not just you and you and you and you, but all of his people to trust him.
不仅仅是你，而是所有的人都信靠他。
With all of our life,
用我们所有的生命。
Not just when you're at church,
不仅仅是在你星期天敬拜的时候。
Not just when things are going really badly.
不仅仅是当你需要神的帮助的时候。
But all of our life.
我们一生整整一生从头到尾。
Your finances, your children, your marriage, your relationships, your school, your job, your church.
你的钱财，你的 婚姻、家庭、儿女、生活、工作等等等等。
All God's people trust him with all your life, all the time.
所有神的选民，你把自己的一生从头到尾，而且所有的人都一起信靠神。
And I promise you that God will provide for your needs.
我向你保证，神会供应你的所需。
He's not a little genie in a bottle that you just rub and he comes out and he'll do whatever you want him to do.
他不是藏在那个瓶子里的那个精灵，你把瓶子一打开，他就出来帮助你。
He won't always give you what you want.
他也不会你想要什么就给你什么。
But he will always give you what you need.
但是他一定会给你你真的需要的东西。
And not all of the answers to your prayers will be yes.
不是你所祷告 求的他都会应允。
But there will be an answer to every prayer.
但是你每一个祷告他都有答案。
And it may not always come in the timing that you want, and especially we are so impatient as human beings. We want what we want now.
我们作为人，我们非常的不耐，没有耐心。我们想要的马上就要得到，但是神的供应不一定是在你想要的时候给你。
But the story of God from Genesis through Revelation is that He wants to provide for our needs, and He wants us to trust Him that He is worthy to do that.
但是从创世纪到启示录，神都向我们显明，他要给我们供应。
So let's pray together and ask Him today.To come and provide for our needs.
所以今天让我们一起祷告，求神来供应我们的需要。
Lord God, we thank you for Elijah for his life and his story.
我们在天上父，感谢你给我们以利亚的故事。
Thank you that he was an ordinary person just like us who learned to trust you in all things.
感谢你让我们知道以利亚就是像我们一样一个普通的人，这个人他学习在很多事情当中信靠你。
And because of that trust, he was able to see you do extraordinary things through him.
因为那样的信靠，他看到你在他生命中所行的奇妙的大事。
And so, Lord, we come today with all of our needs to you.
所以今天我们来到你的面前，我们把我们的需要交给你。
And the great thing is you know what's on our heart, you know what's on our mind, you know what our needs are before we even tell you.
我们知道在我们告诉你之前，你就知道我们心里面想的，我们心里担忧的都是什么。
Some of us have experienced loss. Some of us need direction in life.
有的人失去了一些，有的人需要你的指引。
Some of us are poor, and some of us are lonely.
有的人贫穷，有的人孤单。
Some are filled with doubt. Some are confused about what decision to make.
有的人充满了怀疑，有的人不知道该要做什么决定。
So God, we trust you this afternoon to come and work in our lives and meet those needs that we have.
所以主啊，今天我们祈求你来到我们的生命中，供应我们的所需。
And we thank you that you are a trustworthy God.
我们感谢你，因为你是我们最信得过的主。
And we love you, Lord, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们爱你，主，以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。